Damn, dude.
Dude, my Lyft driver on the way to getting my dick checked out and finally cleared, dude, was maybe the dumbest person I've ever met. So I got like the I got an awesome Lyft driver. The week before, I got like a super hot chick.
You got the Dominican God whose fingers you wanted to suck.
God bless her, yes. And then the fucking sick ass black dude who loves Alex Jones.
Trump Black.
That was wonderful.
Yes.
He didn't even love Trump. He liked making white people uncomfortable about it, which is even more.
Which
just
is
like,
the best.
Perfect, dude. Yeah, right up my
welcome
alley.
Welcome to our team.
So then this lady picked me up. A rather piggish, I'd say. I don't know. This is definitely an apt description. She was like a very, as light skinned as you can get to be a light-skinned black person. She was like a little bit darker than me, but definitely black. And she was huge, dude. Real, she was a big woman. So she gets out of the, she pulls up like half a block away from my house, stops. I'm like, all right, whatever. So I walk up and she has all these pillows in the back of her car. And she gets out and I thought she was opening the door for me because she opened my door. And I'm like, oh, you don't have to do that. She's like, no, I'm just getting my pillow. She's like stacked. She wanted another pillow to sit on. So I get in her car and she's like,
damn, she sits on pillows all day while she drives. How'd you like to sleep on one of those, dude?
Oh my God, dude.
Just a fat pig.
She smelled, dude. Like I was in the back seat kind of
fart
like,
pillow.
Dude, so we're driving and it was like, it's funny too because this lady I think kind of exists in all of us to where like if anyone honked, like she was clearly bullshitting at a green light. Someone honked, she's like, okay, now, you know, I just looked up. That light just turned green. I'm like, damn, I definitely do the same fucking. So I'm like, after 2 seconds, I'm like, God, this lady's dumb. And she just does everything I do while I drive. She's like, okay. And then like someone cut in front of her. She's like, I'm not the one. She speeds up next to him. I'm like, fuck, dude, this is me. But the funniest part is when we're driving past, we're in Center City. And she's like, when's the last time you had a Dunkin' Donut? And I was like, fuck, maybe like 9 years ago. She's like, oh, okay. Yeah, I had one, and I swear, they don't taste the same. I think they changed the formula. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, I had a Dunkin' Donut. She's like, it's like the wheel, how they invented the wheel. You know how that works? That's like the Dunkin' Donut. Don't need to change that. I was like, she just had things she wanted to talk about.
She had a bit, dude.
And she literally did. And then like
she was running her bits.
She really was.
That probably crushed on the car before you.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, same audience. I got this. Yeah. I'm going to run my bits again.
She had a bit about that was just went flat on me because I was like,
She's like, okay, anyway, this is all new stuff.
So we were driving and an ambulance came and she was at a red light. She's like, we hear the ambulance. She's like, where are you? I know you're somewhere. Where are you? That's what she started saying out loud. And the ambulance came. She's like, oh my God. And she just went through a red light. I was like, dude, you don't have to chill out. Stop. Whoa. We were on like Broad and Vine. I'm like, no, you're good. You're good. Because cars come off that off ramp and fly.
Yeah.
So I'm like, whoa. And she's like, I got to get out of the way. People just fell out. And I'm like, all right. So we get through the intersection. And then the ambulance, we were right next to Hahnemann Hospital. And she goes, psh, don't you know they just shut off their fucking sirens? She's like, I'd be thinking they're trying to get out of work sometimes. I'm like, well, no, they just, that's the hospital right there. And she just went, nah, I think they'd be getting out of work. She just couldn't have it. Yeah. She went into her thing about how cops and ambulances.
Yeah, you heckled her during a bit. She's like, nope. Sorry.
I just never heard someone refer to donuts as like, I'm going to get me a Dunkin' Donut. She's like, I was having a Dunkin' Donut the other day, and I swear they changed the formula. It didn't taste the same. And it's sick. And the whole time I'm like, this lady is so dumb. And I was like she was really, she was maybe like a 65 IQ. And I'm like, well, it's good to know that like there's a level of sub-intelligentsia just to like monitor like the level of cheese on Sizzlies and like the flavor of Dunkin' Donuts. Just like just out like tackling the issues on like a sub level of, like,
the issues that matter at the base level.
Monitoring like the weight of Whoppers. Like the Whopper's been getting smaller, dude. It's like, thanks. Keep up the good work. We need you out here.
Yeah. It's the quality control of like white trash and
it is. It's the quality control of like Ruffles chips. Just like
when you open a bag there's less chips than what looks like is in there. That's how they get you. I'm sick of that.
Because in my head, I'm like, well, how the fuck do these people, what's the point of being that dumb? And then as she started breaking down the Dunkin' Donuts and this and that, and I was just like, you know what, I guess, you know.
You ever see someone like buy Funyuns?
Yeah.
It's like, holy shit, dude, what a nightmare your life must be.
When you go to, you're at 7-Eleven and the guy in front of you just snags like two Reese Pieces, a Snickers and Funyuns and chucks them up with a Red Bull and you're like, dude, that's your fucking lunch? Like, how do you exist? Yeah.
I went out with this this friend Jimmy of mine who worked at the garage with me, mm-hmm. and we went out to lunch. And I think he chugged a Red Bull, like a big tall Red Bull, and a box of Edmunds cookies, a whole box of like 30 cookies.
Jesus Christ!
That was his lunch.
Holy fuck!
And he just went back and worked on cars. I was like, dude, you just munched a box of those mini cookies, a whole box.
I'd pass out.
Yeah, it was nuts.
I'd pass the fuck out. Dude, fucking Sydney just revealed to me that he eats 6 donuts a day.
Really?
6, dude. 6. And, dude, what kind of donuts do you think it is? Because everyone was, we were doing that thing for Gerben, and someone's like, what kind of donuts, dude? 5 fucking glazed, and then 1 Boston cream to finish it off.
Every day?
That's what he says. No. I believe him. I believe him, dude. I believe him. Who would make that up?
He loves sweet treats,
he
dude.
He loves sweet treats.
So, I got a lift today. And my Lyft driver was a black dude, and we're talking about – it's funny how, like, we started talking about girls, right, wearing – it was, like, warm out, and this one girl was wearing, like, just a T-shirt, and I'm like, dude, these girls don't – they want to dress slutty, dude, but it's, like, a little too cold. They're confused. And he's like, man, I saw some butt cheeks. So I'm like, dude, don't they understand, like, that's, like, a real physiological response? Like, my heart rate speeds up. And the guy's like, I know, man. And we start – that morphs into, like – we're talking, he goes, yeah, and pretty soon people are going to be like, oh, red light, that means go for me. And I'm like, what are you talking about, gender fluid, bruh? And he's like, what the hell is that? And I explained what gender fluid was to this guy, and he was just like, what the hell? And I'm like, dude, it's taught at college campuses, I'm telling all this shit. And he goes like this, he's like, do you listen to Alex Jones, bro? And I was like, yeah.
Black dude?
Yeah. He goes, bro, I fucking love Alex Jones. He was like, I ask every white person in here, I'm like, did you vote for Trump? He's like, bro, 50 million people voted for this motherfucker. I haven't had one say yes yet. Yeah. Dude, we start talking Trump. I'm telling him about Century of the Self. He's writing all this down. We had the best conversation ever. I just met my black brother in Bizarro World, dude.
That's fucking
awesome. We had the same exact thoughts on everything.
Wow.
It was the best.
That's I'm really proud of you.
He was just like, dude, what the fuck did Trump even do? Like, he's done nothing. People are all mad at him. He's been in for 2 years. Dude, he was like – he's on the Trump train, dude. He doesn't give a fuck.
That's when you meet a black guy on the Trump train, that means so much to me. It makes me so happy.
It was fucking sick because we had this it was almost like we're under like an oppressive regime. Like we're kind of talking in code a little bit. And finally I was like, bro, are you talking about this? And we go into it and he was like, what the fuck? Dude, I was hitting him with shit of like where this stuff's going, the college campuses. And this guy was just like, holy fuck, man. He was blown away.
I mean, as cool as that is, it does, you know, that's a scary prospect that two people with the same, like, ideology have to, like, be, like, sneaking how to get into it to get, like, there's so much social pressure that neither of you can even bring up Donald Trump.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's like, I don't want to freak this out, this white guy about Donald Trump. And I'm, like, I'm basically explaining things to him about, like, how overeducated white people and like how like they're the ones who just – I'm like they just use black people to like make themselves feel better and promote their own. I'm like – and he was just like –
oh, man.
But it was just shit.
You're getting me going.
It was just shit we were talking – dude, they're just fucking elitist egalitarians, dude, who just stop at nothing to use other people to further their agendas. And it was like – I'm like going on and we're just slowly probing each other. Like, is it cool to say this? I didn't hit him with the black redneck theory yet. I was like, we just met. I can't fucking hit him with this.
Yeah.
But this guy would have been open. He was open to everything, dude. We're talking.
You told him about the podcast, didn't you?
I didn't tell him about the cast. I didn't tell him. I should have told him about the cast.
I know. Fuck.
I was in a rush.
You idiot. I mean, you gave him the important.
I gave him the scoop.
The knowledge.
I know. I should have told him about the cast. I'm sure I'll see him again.
You think?
I'll see my Lyft driver again?
Dude,
our paths are meant to cross again, dude. This guy is a shit. My girlfriend called me while I was in the lift, and I was like, I gotta go. I can't talk. And then she was like, what were you doing? I was like, I was talking to a black guy who listened to Alex Jones. I had to soak up every second of this. Dude, I think a lot of black – it's funny how he was like, you listen to Alex Jones, dude? I'm like, bro, did you hear that shit yesterday? And he was like, yo, bro, I'm telling you, man. They fucking cornered Trump, man. They got his lawyer's documents.
What kind of black guy was this? This is crazy.
Dude, this was a fucking like – like we had before, like our scale of like 1 to 5.
This is a solid 1.
So 1 Condoleezza Rice, 5 being like we said, just like fucking
5 is
clotheslining your fucking kid in the fucking candy aisle at Walmart. Yeah. This guy was a 3.5. This wasn't like, yeah, man. This wasn't like, this was a no, by no means a black nerd. By no means. This was like a 3-point. You get closer to the 5 range, bro. There's a lot of cool conspiracy theories. Yeah, man.
Yeah, you get close to the fucking black Muslims.
Yeah, dude.
Or not the black Muslims, the black Jews.
Oh, I mean, that's a whole... That's
when you start getting like...
That's level 10, dude. That's a whole other
that's
thing.
That's when they're like, yeah, white people are aliens. You get some conspiracy.
See, this guy was like... This dude was just kind of attuned to everything. And it was just funny to see. I was just like, thank God. I explained to him what a POC was. I was like, yeah, like, I was like telling him, I was like, they went around and like these people were like giving hugs out the day after Trump won to like to black people. And they did it to my girlfriend. They were like, we just want to hug our POCs. And he was like, fuck's a POC? And I was like, it's a person of color.
Oh
I'm
my
like,
God,
dude,
I
I'm like,
about
I'm like, dude, think about this. This is their way of calling black people colored people again. He was like, dude, that's fucking bizarre. And I was like, tell me, bro. I'm like, shit's fucked up.
You tell me, bro. I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
But yeah, that
what
was
I've been saying.
I was absolutely. I'm telling you. I was absolutely. Yeah, you said it, not me, dude. Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I was so fucking stoked. It was awesome.
That is. That's really great.
Man, I've been turbocharged today, dude. I woke up at 6 a.m. My girlfriend didn't have to get up for work till like 10
You've
o'clock.
You've been up since 6 a.m.
Bro, 6 o'clock on the dot.
That means you've been awake for 6 hours longer than me today. It's fucking, it's 12:40.
So Dunkirk's good.
That got pushback.
Washington, D.C. is good.
Dunkirk's good. Spider-Man Homecoming, I saw that.
You saw Spider-Man.
That was tight.
I woke up at noon.
Uh-huh.
And then Mackey texted me, was like, Dunkirk's out. Or he was like, did you see Dunkirk yet? And I was like, oh, fuck. I didn't even know it was out. I forgot it was out. So I was like, I got to check. And it was playing at 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
At a theater kind of close to me, so I didn't shower or anything.
Sure.
Just got up right out of bed, put shoes on, went to the theater. As soon as I got into the theater, I was like, what the fuck am I doing, dude?
Why?
I was just sitting there by myself. I had to dump right
see
away.
Movie? That sucks.
I had to take my morning dump.
True.
At a 12:30 matinee, I'm sitting there like, oh, fuck, I should have taken that morning dump. Dude.
I like seeing movies with myself.
I do too, but...
But, yeah, rushing right out of bed.
Yeah, getting
tough.
Out of bed, not showering. I was just like...
See, I don't care. I don't shoot. I shower.
Need to shower every morning.
I shower when necessary. If I sweat hard, I shower. If I don't sweat, I don't hit the locker, dude. I don't brush my teeth in the morning either.
You don't brush your teeth in
the morning? So I'm going to eat anyway, so I'm not going to get a toothpaste mouth and then eat and taste fucking... Have my food taste fucked up.
Do you brush your teeth after you eat, or do you just hit the road?
I hit the road and brush them at night.
I understand.
Drink water and swish it around, dude. I basically am Dunkirk. I just get water and swish it through my... I floss with water and just go... So.
I don't know how hygienic that is, but yes, I support you.
Thank
I'm not going to fucking call you out for that.
Thank
That's
you.
Good.
Good.
Yeah.
I brush my teeth and wear deodorant when necessary. That's how you do it.
Need to do both every morning.
Yeah, I'm not that stinky. So my breath is probably pretty fucking punishing in the morning.
Yeah.
But I don't see
that's
anyone.
That's what I mean.
I just go sit
no,
by myself.
No, I understand. I'm very self-conscious about that.
Your smell?
Like, I can't stand when other people smell.
Really?
I'm so paranoid about being smelled.
I hate when other people smell, too.
Yeah,
just,
of course. I'm not saying you
count.
Enjoy that.
Yeah,
yeah
I don't
you
count.
Don't think, yeah.
It's like driving. I'll, like, cut people off nonstop. And if someone does it to me, I'm like, what a fucking dick.
Dude, this kid got into my Uber in D.C. and just...
You pulled?
Fucking stunk.
You were pulled.
I Uber pulled the whole time. Yeah.
You should have fucking kicked him out.
Right. He was the fourth person in the car. So there was already me, the driver, and somebody else. And then we picked up somebody, and it was just this black kid, and he got in, and he fucking... It was like 120 degrees out.
Yeah, that's a hot temperature.
And he got in, and that BO just filled up that fucking
car. He was stinking, dude.
Oh, my God. I was so mad.
Damn.
I was, like, on the verge of telling him.
Like, you fucking stink.
Like, I was thinking about, like, how funny it would be, like, right when I got out, to be like, all right, thanks, yo, get some fucking deodorant, dude. You stink.
Damn.
I was like, that would have been a fight, probably.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe. He could have... I didn't get a good enough look at him to see if I could fuck him up.
He could have instantly gotten out of the car.
Yeah. Just had a street fight in D.C., dude.
Yeah, or you could have been on, like, an article.
Right in front of the
club.
That
would have been, like, slightly hate crime-ish.
Yeah, it would have.
Yeah.
He could have been, like, he threw the N-word in at the end of that.
True.
And I'd be like, no, I didn't.
No, I just said he stunk.
They'd be like, we did some research. We looked up his podcast. There's a good chance he said the N-word. That kid.
An 84% chance.
Yeah, dude. He believed Tom Hardy was a Nazi.
He wanted Tom
just
Hardy to be a Nazi,
just because he wanted it
dude.
To be that way.
Damn. I'm so pissed. I might not see it now.
No, he's sick in it.
I'm
he's
sure
good
he's good. He's good in every... I've never seen him in a movie.
Tom Hardy's
been like,
the man,
he sucks.
Dude.
Yeah, he's good.
Even though he butt fucks some dudes.
He does.
Yeah.
He said he did it just... What was his like,
I don't know.
He's reasoning
fucking,
for
he
it?
He was doing like drugs and shit. He's an actor.
Well, yeah, he's an actor, so he's definitely a little gay.
Yeah.
And I think he said he did it to see what it felt like to fuck a guy. It's like,
all right, man, fucking Jesus. Yeah, whatever, Christ, man. Dude.
He probably didn't do it. He's probably just trying to come off as more of an artist.
That's a good way to. That's a good way to go about it. We've butt fucked a couple dudes.
I've butt fucked a few guys.
I did it.
How many guys did you fuck?
At least six.
Why?
To see what it was like, dude. I was acting. I was trying to get my acting up.
How so did you get them?
Butt fuck guys. Just fucking seduced them.
What'd you do to seduce them?
Through dance.
Through dance?
Yeah.
Where?
Slam dancing. It was at a high school dance.